the return, all of these practices, all of these ways of seeing, being, and acting point toward a single destination that is also the starting point. Return. Return to the recognition that you belong to the earth, not the earth to you. Return to the knowledge that you are woven into the web of life, not standing apart from it. Return to the understanding that your ancestors and descendants are with you always, that time is a circle, not a line. Return to the truth that the good life is not achieved through accumulation or accomplishment, but through the quality of your relationships with all beings. This return is not a regression to some idealized past, but a remembering of what was never truly forgotten, only buried beneath layers of colonization, industrialization, and cultural amnesia. The seeds of this wisdom remain in your bones, your dreams, your intuitions, your inexplicable grief when you walk through clear-cut forests or past homeless humans. The return begins with a simple decision: to live as though everything were alive, as though your actions mattered to the whole, as though you were held by a web of relationship that wants your thriving. From this decision flows everything else: the prayers, the ceremonies, the reciprocity, the gratitude, the restraint, the generosity, the beauty. This is not easy, this return. It requires releasing much of what you were taught to value. But in this release, you find what you were always seeking: the way home, the path to belonging, the good life that was never about having, but always about being, being fully, deeply, joyfully alive in relation to all your relations.